This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman, really up to Siman Tzadi Vav. We just have to finish one Sif in Siman Tzadi Hey, and that is Sif Dalad. Toiv Lechavein Raglav, Gam B'Sho Sho'imar Kedusha Im Shliach Tzibur. It is a good idea to put your feet together even when you say Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur. By the way, it's interesting. There are two reasons why we put our feet together by Shemana Esrei. The Mechaber gave a reason is L'hidam Eslam Alochim, because you're speaking with the Shechina, so you have to remove all physical desires and to try to be similar to a Malach. That's the first reason. You want to be like a Malach. That would apply even if you're sitting in a wagon or... We pointed out that maybe a woman then would not have to put their feet together because there's no inyan of leidamus l'malachim by women, but there's another reason to put your feet together like the kohanim, and that reason would apply to women as well. So that's what we saw in to be comparable to the kohanim that are going in the Beis HaMikdash. That comes, by the way, these two reasons are found in the Yerushalmi in Brachas Daf Hei. Fine. Siftal. So here we're learning that for Kedusha, you're not required to put your feet together, but it's a good idea. In other words, you know, people take it... Could you hear me? People take it very seriously. People take the very seriously the dinim of putting your feet together by Kedusha, but it seems like it's not so chomer. It's just a nice thing to do, and it's not even sourced in the Gemara. Why? So says the Mishnah Berurah. Gam b'shah shaharei oimrim k'shem shemakdishim oisay b'shmei raraim. Because you say in Kaddish, nekadesh shemcha ba'olam k'shem shemakdishim oisay b'shmei raraim. You say in Kaddish, nekadesh shemcha ba'olam k'shem shemakdishim. But some people that have no such svard, they could switch to Ashkenaz, so it's okay. They could say that also. Kishem shemakdishem oisai b'shmei marayim. So it's in order to be similar to the Malachi Hasharis. Now, how long should you put your feet together when you daven? The Aruch HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim, they write until the end of Hakel HaKadosh. In other words, you should keep your feet together until the Chazan finishes Hakel HaKadosh. The Shevet HaLevi explains that the end of the Bracha Hakel HaKadosh is the conclusion of Kedusha. Especially those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and they say, L'dar v'dar nagid galecha, ulenetzach netzachim kedushascha nakdish, which is mamish the end of Kedusha. Listen to the words. L'dar v'dar nagid galecho and etzach nesim kudushas v'nakish. Rav Shlomo Zalman also says that you should be concerned for this, except for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that there's a very lengthy third bracha. You know, I always wondered about this. L'dar v'dar nagid galecho and etzach nesim kudushas v'nakish 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 v'nakish. And then you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem HaKel HaKadosh. You had Oid Yizkar Lanu, you have all that stuff. Then you don't have to be careful. In other words, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you could be Mekel on Yomim Noraim because I guess it's so long. However, the Torah Chaim and the Rav Chaim Knievsky say that you do not have to be Machmer even the rest of the year. Fine. Siman Sadivav. Sheyimna kol hatirdos kedei sheichavin. You should remove all distractions in order to be able to have kavana. Kishum espalel, when you're davening, lo yechoyz biyadoi tefillin. You should not hold tefillin. You should not hold tefillin. V'loy sefer mikisvei HaKodesh. You should not hold svarim. V'loy ka'ara malaya. You should not hold a full plate of tomatoes or anything else. V'loy sakin. and he should not hold a knife. Umais, or money, vikikar, or a loaf, and they shall shalipu, you're thinking about it so it doesn't fall. Viutarid, and you're going to be distracted. Vitsispato kavanos, and it's going to be mavato, your kavana. Velulav bismanoi, a lulav at its right time, mutter lechais biyadai, you're allowed to hold. Kivan sho achiza biyadai mitzvah, since holding it in your hand is a mitzvah, enoi nitrad bishvil, you will not be distracted. Basically, you're not to hold things while you daven. Why? Because it's distracting. Now, l'chayr, this is not just talking about Shemana Esrei, because otherwise, why are we talking about lulav bizmanoi? There's no zmanoi, I guess, for those who would hold the lulav the whole day. Okay, so let's assume it is talking about Shemana Esrei specifically, and it's because it's distracting. Kishum espalo, b'primagadim kasav, du'adin b'shas kriya shema, u'psuka d'zimra, b'primagadim says, the same thing would be at the time of kriya shema and psuke de Zimra. You're even allowed to do your work if you have a job during Kriya Shema. So why can't you hold something? Says Rabbi Yashiv. That's because of Bito Malacha. Otherwise, you can't even hold something during Psuke de Zimra. So you want to know, what does that mean? You can't hold a cell phone in your hand during davening? Of course not. You can't hold the cell phone even if it's off. Even if your cell phone is off, you're not allowed to hold it during davening. It's a sifin shulchan aruch. You can't hold anything. You're not allowed to hold things. What about if it's on? I just want to show you something very interesting. In the Piskei Tshuvas, Simen Sadivav, Mikan Ilmad ad kama chomer lahachsik bibegadov telephone b'shas hatfila. Not just to hold in your hand, to have it on you. How chomer it is to have it on you. Ha'olo l'tzaltza b'kol. It's likely to ring. Ulahatrid gam eshar mesmalim, to disturb everyone else. Shegara tvei mikol shar loch shgasa b'gemar b'shachnach alasir shlo l'afriya l'kabanas mesmalim. It's worse than any other type of disturbance during davening. It's worse than walking within somebody's dalad amos of tefillah. V'gam oisa b'kach schoik v'hitol mikedushas beis hamedrash. You're making a laughing stock out of the shul. V'afilu asay amatzav sharotot. Even if you put on vibrate, that you're the only one who feels it. Hareza b'chlal ha'halacha ha'nomedas hacha sha'asar l'hachzik etzlay shum davar sha'olavata kavanasay. Comes the chida, and the chida says it's true that if you hold something that's likely to disturb your kavana, you don't have to daven again. Yeah, you don't have to daven again, but also your tefillah is not listened to. So basically, if somebody wanted to ensure that their tefillah would not be listened to, they could just bring a cell phone into the shul. It's so easy, you know, it's very easy to have your tefillah not listened to. Just have a phone on you during davening. That would be an easy way. Let's say like Klal Yisrael is in a Shas Sakana in Eretz Yisrael, and you wanted to cause harm to the Jewish people, then you could do that by just bringing your phone in you to the shul. Okay, I know I never said that before. Okay, Vaiter, Sivkatan Beis, Lo Yechais, you should not hold. V'diyevet Ein Tzach Lachso Spalo, V'diyevet you don't have to daven again. Emloi Sheyadeya, Shayadeyzeh, Loi Kivein Ba'avais. You don't have to daven again unless you know yet you didn't have kavana by avos. Umuter hashatz lahachzik sefer Torah biyadai b'shabbes kishaimer yukum porka. It's mutter for a shatz to hold the sefer Torah in his hand when he says yukum porka. Now this, from here we see something very important, that this halacha that you're now to hold something during davening applies to matoivu. It applies to Yigdal. It applies to Aleinu. You cannot hold anything the entire davening. Because otherwise, why would we need to say that a shatz could hold the Sefer Torah? During Yikum Porkan. Yikum Porkan is not Shemana Esrei. Or the Dirsha brings from the Prima Gadim. You'd be allowed to hold the Sefer Torah on Hoshana Rabbah at the time of the Hoshanas. The Kimish Kavanasa Ozo Spala Aloim De Torah. Since your Kavana is to daven for those who learn Torah, Al Kein Machse Kasefer Torah B'yadai, therefore, you hold the Sefer Torah in your hands, V'loy L'shem Shmira. You're not guarding it. It's your Kavana to pray for those who learn. V'hava K'may Lulav B'zmanoi. That's very interesting. Number one, it's interesting because we don't hold the Sefer Torah when we say Yikum Parkan. I don't think. The Chazan doesn't hold the Sefer Torah when he says Yikum Parkan. But you'd be allowed to because you're davening for the Loim Dei Torah. So it's not that you're shomer it, you're holding it to daven for the Loim Dei Torah. Yeah, but he's talking about the shots.
I know.
He's not talking about the guy doing Hagbah.
The person who did Hagbah and is holding it to Yikum Parkan, he's also davening for the Loim Dei Torah, or he's holding it to be Shomer?
He's holding it to guard it. But the Mishnah Berurah is not talking about him. Mishnah Berurah is talking about the shots. And the Mishnah Berurah is saying the shots could hold it. Because Kavanasa L'Spalal Aloim Dei Torah. I'm just pointing out, we don't, by us, the shatz does not hold it. The Ritva says that by Lulav, that since it's Chaviv Alav, even though you're focused on it a little bit, it's not Mefana Liba Levatala. V'hava K'may Lulav Bizmanoi. By the way, lahalacha, we hold that someone who holds a lulav for the whole davening, it's yuhara, it's gaiva. You're allowed to hold the Sefer Torah when you mevarach l'chodesh. Why? Because by holding the Sefer Torah, he quotes from the Makar Chayim, that's the Chavos Yair, your tefillos will be more neskabel. Your tefillos will be more neskabel, which gives a new understanding of the tefillos of, let's say, Ana Hashem Hoshiana on Simchas Torah, that the one holding the Sefer Torah, he's Mespala. When you're holding a Sefer Torah, the tefillos are more neskabel. You hear that, Shlomo? When you hold the Sefer Torah and you daven, the tefillah is more neskabel. Okay. Or you shouldn't hold a Sefer, v'loy Sefer, v'adin kol svarim shalanu, or any book, or ka'ara maleya, or a plate full of food, shalibay alea, your attention is going to be on it, shalo yishafech mimena, so it should not be poured out. Uvesakin, and by a knife, shalo yipoil la'aretz v'yitag ragai. You're going to be careful, you're thinking about it, that it doesn't fall out of your hands and get stuck in your foot. Uvemois, shalo yispazru. Money, that it shouldn't scatter. Va'afim him srurin, tarid shama yovdu. And even if they're bound up, you're worried, maybe they'll be ruined. Unless you hold them in a way that there's no concern that they might get lost. The Kasa Beberke Yosef. The Berke Yosef writes to Adin the Asr Lahoshev Tinoik Lefanov Beshas Tfila. The Berke Yosef writes that it's Asr to position a child in front of you at the time of davening. Why? Because it's disturbing. You know, many fathers, they like to be good fathers, so they dedicate their babysitting time to Shacharis. So they come in with the kid. The kid doesn't even know the Aleph Beis. But don't worry, if you plug him with enough lollipops, if you stick 9 lollipops in his mouth at once, he won't make any noise. So that's not the time to bring little kids into a shul. It disturbs you and it disturbs other people. If you can't hold a tomato in your hand by davening because you're afraid that it might disturb you, tomatoes make less noise than kids, by the way, just pointing out. Shlomo, what do you say? Who makes more noise, kids or tomatoes? Shlomo says tomatoes make more noise. But, no, he's just joking. Kids actually make more noise than tomatoes. So if you can't hold a tomato, not a good idea to bring a kid. Umois v'kikar, or money or a loaf. V'davka hani, davka money or loaf, shem yipli yishvim hefzera yazikulai. That if they fall, it will be a loss or they'll get damaged. Avashar dvar motor lachas. Other zachin, you're allowed to hold. Meaning, according to this way of understanding, it's dafka picking items that if they fall, they will either hurt you or get ruined or cause a loss. But let's say other things, I don't know what, a battery you could hold. V'yesharm dehani lav dafka. Some, you know, I happen to have a lot of batteries here. So, but v'yesharmim lav dafka. Some say it's not only a loaf or a... it's not only a loaf or money, but anything else. Ella orcha de milsonaka picked a typical thing. The truth is, you shouldn't hold anything at the time of davening. Okay. There's a question. Are you allowed to hold tefillin or a sefer Torah in your hand if you're afraid because of ganavim? The efshir dehitirulai. It could be, it's permitted if you're holding it to guard it from ganavim. Mutter lechayz. Alula bizman yalaiho. Nafal sefer ala aretz. Then yachal lechavein mutter lagbiha. Your mil shmona esrei. And a sefer falls on the floor. What should you do? What should you do? You continue davening. What do you mean, what should you do? Oh, but the guy can't have kavana. Oh, if then the guy can't be mechavin, then you're allowed to pick it up. When you finish the bracha that you are in middle of. What if you have to walk to get the book? So again, if it's not disturbing you, you don't interrupt. If it's disturbing you, you could even walk and get it. But if it's not disturbing you, don't interrupt. Certainly, you should not motion with your finger. Let's say you began davening Shmona Esrei and you got discombobulated. Meaning, you're davening by heart. You're in the middle of Alat Tzadikim Al Chasidim, and you heard the long Tachnon, and then all of a sudden you're saying Piyutim for Purim. You're saying the Krovis for Purim. You don't know what went on. You don't know where you are, what you're up to. Mutter Leilich, you're allowed to get up and go. L'makam ha'yadu aloi, likach misham siddur. You could walk in Milosh Manasseh and get a siddur. What if you're in the middle of Al Anisim, and you realize, hey, I don't know Al Anisim. I only know the song part. So Rav Chaim Kanevsky says it could be you could get out of your place and go get a siddur. If you could be merames to somebody to bring you a siddur, it's better to do that. What if you have a halachic question, Mil Shmona Esrei? You're allowed to go to take out a Mishnah Berurah and look up the halacha. And what if you can't figure out the halacha? You could ask a shayla in the middle of Shmona Esrei. And what if it takes a long time, enough time to finish the whole Shmona Esrei? Rabbi Yashiv says, you only have to go back l'makoyim sheh pasak. Now, what if l'makoyim sheh pasak? Okay, Rabbi Yisai. We will hold it over here. Okay, Shkayach, everyone. Have a good day. I will see you, Bezos Hashem, next Monday. The next couple of days, Rabbi Yeager will give the Dvar Halacha. And in the meantime, I wish everybody a good rest of the week. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.